Edwin, hang on. I want to make sure I don't mess up your name. Gramajo. Gramajo.
Good morning,
Ben. Hold on. I don't have your microphone on. There you go, Edwin. Are you there? There you go.
Good morning. Yeah, that's correct.
You got shot.
Yeah.
You're a field officer, a field training officer.
Yeah.
I watched your interview, which gave me chills. Can you explain what happened?
So basically, last year on March, I think the 2nd, at about 2 a.m., I was working with Officer Bellas. I think we were working B-1112, and that's basically from, like, I want to say Pulaski to Central Park and the Vision to Huron, and it's one of the busiest beats in probably the city. So it was the summer, or like the beginning of it, and we were just on routine patrol. So while driving around, we saw a big party of like at least 100 people mm-hmm. out of a house on the around Augusta and Hamlin Avenue.
Okay.
So we stopped there for like so once we saw it, we drove around it, and we put our lights on so they could see that we were in the area. We saw a lot of people there, probably like 100. Usually with these big parties, we know that a lot of times like big fights come out of them, mm-hmm. you know, shootings. So we always, whenever we see one, we got to go over the air and let the dispatcher know that that about it, so our supervisors know, you know. A lot of times if it gets too out of hand, like if they make too much noise, you mm-hmm. know, or if they're taking over the whole block, you know, you can be outside, but, I mean, you can't be blocking a road and stuff like that, you know.
Just be respectful.
Right.
So you guys drove back, and you came back, and then all of a sudden, you got people opening up on you. I saw the video.
Right.
Two guys with automatic guns there started raining down lead on you, and you got shot.
It was a couple of guys. I know it was at least two, maybe a little more, maybe three, you know?
Yep.
So after we went there the first time, we left for a little bit to go do something else. We came back, and then the party was still going on. It was probably like 2 a.m., so we came back like 30 minutes after. We were going westbound on Augusta Avenue, just east of Hamlin, I believe.
Yep.
When we, so from my point of view, I wasn't driving this day. My partner was. He was driving westbound on Augusta. And from my point of view, I remember seeing a sedan parked on the street facing eastbound. It was facing me.
Yep.
And then I see a couple people, I want to say three or four, go up to the car and try to open the car doors. But I believe the car was locked. So then after that, I remember seeing a few more people go up behind them, maybe three or four. I'm not 100% sure. But and then I heard a few pops, and I saw a muzzle flash, and then I saw a few faces, like maybe two faces face me, you know. So initially, from the start, at first, like my first impression was that we were getting shot at, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I tell my partner, he did like a maneuver to try to get us out the way. And then I see an alien, and I tell him, go in there for cover, go in there for cover. And he goes in there. So then we go into the alley. And I recall that as we were going into the alley, I kept hearing even more shots, you know. So from that, I thought we were getting shot at, you know. I uh-huh. think it was like, I think most people would in that circumstance, you know.
When did you realize you were shot?
So
you didn't even realize you were shot.
So initially, I recall that once I saw the window get hit, once I saw the glass break, I felt like needles and pins on my upper body. But I wasn't 100% sure what it was, you know. And I remember looking at myself, and I didn't see any blood or anything like that, you know. And oh, I didn't God. See, you know. So, like I said before, we go into the alley. We make it to the mouth of the alley. We stop there. We get out the car because we want to go around to that block to see if we could see anyone holding a gun, you know, to see, you know, what we could see, you know, if we could try to figure out what happened. So I call a 10-1. I put out the address. Officers come in. Like, I remember, like, calling a 10-1, and then maybe it felt like, I don't know how, but it felt like 10 seconds after, there was like at least 15 POs there, you know. It was I was actually kind of surprised to see that many, you know. And but I was happy that we that many showed up, you know. So then we were looking around trying to see if we could see someone holding a gun, you know, or anything going on. So then I check myself to see if I have any wounds, and then I check my partner. We check each other, and then
your vest. I got to hit a break, but your vest saved your life.
100%. So an ambulance comes, and then we go into the ambulance, and they ask me, they check me, and then one of the paramedics, I think, saw like a perfect circle on my vest.
That's
and
unbelievable.
He asked me if I smoked, and I said no, because it looked like a cigarette burn, like a perfect circle, and on the vest cover. And then, so basically, I take off the vest, I take off my shirt, and then I look down, and I have like a bruise on my, like basically the, like a little bit left of the middle chest area, you know?
Yep.
So basically, if I wasn't wearing this vest, I mean,
you wouldn't be here talking about it today.
You know, there's a high chance I wouldn't be here because, you know, I've seen a lot of shootings where someone even gets hit once in that area, and a lot of times the bullet, it kind of like ricochets inside of them, you know?
Oh, God.
So it's kind of scary thinking about it, you know?
No, I'd be on the couch. What I got to hit a thank you for what you do.
No problem.
And thank you for sharing your story. We got to hit a break. I'm going to get yelled at for being so late. But thank you for sharing your story with us.
No problem.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago Vestathon. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.